Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 14th China Fahui on the Minghui website, entitled Obtaining the Fa After a Life of Suffering, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China.
China Fahui, Obtaining the Fa After a Life of Suffering, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. Greetings, Master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. Being cared for by the divine when life was very hard. As a child growing up in northeast China, I lost my mother when I was only 5 years old. I don't even remember what she looked like. Her death left an enormous hole in my heart. After I grew up, I got married and had two daughters of my own. My husband passed away when our youngest daughter was 8 years old, leaving me to raise our children by myself. I was willing to do any job to support us, no matter how difficult. I even mined coal. No words can describe the hardships I endured while raising my daughters. Nevertheless, I could always feel a miraculous force protecting me, even though I couldn't explain how or why. One spring day, while I was walking on the mountain road that led to the coal mine where I worked, I suddenly felt the warmest loving care surround me. I was deeply touched. It made me want to cry. My life was filled with so much suffering. Who on earth was giving me so much care? And how? There was nobody on the road. I couldn't control my emotions and started to cry as I held onto a tree. I murmured to the sky, "Merciful heaven, are you the one who is so kind to me? Are you trying to save me?" I had the same feeling each time I walked on that section of the road for a whole month. My life didn't get any better, though. My oldest daughter had to quit school at 16 and find a job to bring in more money for our family. She went to work in Tianjin, where my brother lived. My youngest daughter and I went to Tianjin a short time later. Our lives didn't improve in Tianjin either. In early 2000, a 4-inch-long tumor was discovered in my stomach. Several hospitals gave me the same prognosis. I would live only 5 months. On top of that, after all of the examinations and tests, I was completely out of money. As a last resort, my sister-in-law took me to see a tumor specialist. The doctor took her into another room and told her that I only had 3 months to live, adding that he was surprised I had been able to ride on the bus for so long in such serious condition. I overheard their conversation through the door. All my hopes were dashed. My poor daughters. What would they do without me? Because I didn't have any money, I could only wait for death to take me away. At this critical time in my life, every night as I lay in bed, I would see a Buddha in a purple kasaya and a bodhisattva in a white robe fanning me and smiling broadly. Once I even flew up above the bed and slowly floated down. I didn't understand what was happening. One day followed another until the 5 months had passed, but I didn't die. Instead, I gradually recovered. I was convinced by this wonderful experience that Buddhas do exist. Obtaining Falun Dafa. In 2003, I met a Falun Dafa practitioner. She gave me the book John Falun. At the time, however, I didn't realize how precious it was. I was too busy trying to earn a living to support my family and only read a few pages. I took care of it, though, by putting it in a safe place. In early 2010, I met another Falun Dafa practitioner. He told me, a person will be able to go beyond this world if he studies the book John Falun. There is so much suffering in the world, but your soul will be saved if you are able to obtain the Fa and go to heaven. I had always believed in souls. Listening to what he said, I felt as if my body were being shaken. I thought I had to go beyond this world because there was just too much suffering here. I suddenly remembered I had a copy of the book, so I promised the practitioner I would read it 3 times. At home, I seized every opportunity to read John Falun. The more I read it, the more I enjoyed reading it. I could concentrate even when my daughter made noise. The more I read it, the more I regretted not having read it earlier. I had owned this book for so long. Why had I waited so long to read it? I cried and cried. I hated myself for obtaining the Fa so late. I learned from the book that there were 5 exercises associated with the practice. I asked around and found someone who had done the exercises before. I begged her to teach them to me. She gave me a book called The Great Way of Spiritual Perfection. I copied the exercise movements from the pictures in the book. Even though my movements weren't accurate, I felt so wonderful after doing them. I did the exercises by myself for several months, helping Master save more people. Due to Master's arrangement, I finally got in touch with a fellow practitioner. She introduced me to more practitioners. I was so excited that tears came to my eyes. I had finally found other practitioners. I was thrilled. I tried to follow them as they went to help people understand the truth about Falun Dafa. We would share rides and go to the woods on the outskirts of town and spend the whole day making truth clarification phone calls. Despite mosquito bites in the summer, we made phone calls for 7 or 8 hours a day. I was usually the one who could help the greatest number of people quit the communist organizations every day. As I seized the time to save more people, the evil factors in other dimensions retaliated. While meditating one day, I saw a group of beings in another dimension. They were all dressed in gray or black. They shouted at me, "What are you doing?" I answered in my mind that I was doing the exercises. They started hitting me and pulling my hair. "Why did you save so many people?" they yelled. "Tell us." I didn't know how to reply because I was a fairly new practitioner and hadn't studied the Fa that much. They continued to hit me until I couldn't stand it anymore. I don't know how, but an answer suddenly came to me. I told them, "I study the Fa, do the exercises, and fulfill my mission. It's my responsibility to save these people." As soon as I said these words, the beings disappeared. I lay down on the bed and felt unwell for a whole week. As a new practitioner, I didn't know to beg for Master's help or to send forth righteous thoughts. I simply rushed to clarify facts about Falun Dafa without knowing how to deal with interference from other dimensions. My only income is 500 yuan a month from an insurance company. In order to spend more time clarifying the truth, I try to live on that. Because it costs 200 to 300 yuan a month to buy calling cards, I decided it would be better to clarify the truth to people face to face, like the senior practitioners in our Fa study group do. However, when I asked them to take me along, they were concerned that it might not be a safe thing for a new practitioner to do. For 3 days in a row, I asked them to take me with them, but no one would. I finally decided that since I was a Falun Dafa practitioner too, I shouldn't rely on others and would just go by myself. After Fa study the next day, I went out to tell people the facts about Dafa for a couple of hours. I simply approached people in stores and bus stations and told them the facts about Falun Dafa. I was thrilled when 13 people followed my advice and decided to quit the communist organizations. I knew it was Master's work. I had only done what I was supposed to. Ever since then, almost every day, I have gone to group Fa study in the morning, studied 1 lecture of John Falun by myself, and then gone out to clarify the truth in the afternoons. Between 10 and 30 people learn the facts about Falun Dafa through me every day. Even though my legs really hurt in the beginning, I kept doing it because I knew Master was cleansing my body and dissolving my karma. Once a week, there is a huge farmer's market in my area. Every time it is held, I help 40 to 50 and sometimes up to 80 people quit the communist organizations. On one occasion, the first 2 people I talked to refused to quit. I stepped aside and sent forth righteous thoughts to eliminate interference. I thought, I'm here to validate Dafa. No one should create any interference. Master, please help. It worked. Many of the people I talked to afterwards decided to quit the communist organizations, including a policeman. One day, close to the Chinese New Year, a fellow practitioner brought me some desk calendars with truth clarification information printed on them. The next day happened to be the day of the farmer's market. I thought it was a perfect opportunity and brought the calendars with me when I went to clarify the truth. I gave a calendar to each person who quit the communist organizations. I treasured these calendars very much and only gave them to people who believed what I told them. If someone wouldn't quit the communist organizations but specifically asked for a calendar, I would give him one and tell him to read the facts about Falun Dafa on the calendar. Pretty soon, all the calendars were gone. I went back to the fellow practitioner's home and got 40 more calendars. After going back 4 times, the practitioner suggested that the rest should be kept for other practitioners to distribute the next day. I thought, okay, I will be able to help people quit the communist organizations without any calendars. I went back to the market and helped 20 more people quit. A total of over 170 people quit the communist organizations that day. Over the years, there have been dangerous situations, but with Master's protection, I have always been safe. I once went and clarified the truth with more than 20 calendars in my bag. I kept the last calendar for someone who lived near my home. As I approached the entrance to my residential area, a tall young man ran up to me, yelling, "What are you doing? What do you have in your bag?" "Why should I tell you?" I asked. He demanded to know if I was a Falun Gong practitioner. I said nothing. He grabbed my bag and searched it, saying, "Look, what's this? I'm here precisely to arrest people like you. Where did you get this?" I replied, "Someone gave it to me." "Where and when?" I pointed in the direction I'd come from and said, "Just a second ago." He said he was there to catch those people and started to leave with my calendar under his arm. I caught up with him and said, "That is my calendar. You can't take it." I pulled it out from under his arm. He ignored me and ran off in the direction I had pointed. Another time, a tall, dark man grabbed my arm when I was clarifying facts to him. He claimed, "I'm a retired police chief. You have to turn yourself in at the police station or I will call the police. You tell me which." "Neither," I said. "I have to go home. It's fine if you don't want to listen to me, but let me go. I'm a good person. There is nothing wrong with what I'm doing. Don't be a follower and do what you know is wrong." More and more people gathered around to see what was going on. An older woman told the man, "Let her go. Don't grab her arm." I said, "Look, my arm's turned red." Others said, "Let her go." The man loosened his grip. I pulled my arm away and left quickly. He didn't try to chase me. Every day before I go to clarify the truth, I send forth righteous thoughts and beg Master to protect me and to bless me with wisdom. When I fall short with truth clarification, I always take time to reflect on where I need to improve. With Master's enlightenment, I gain more and more wisdom. One time, after I had done especially well, Master showed me a vision in which I easily threw people into heaven with one hand. Another time, my daughter came to stay with me during the summer, and I didn't spend as much time going out to talk to people. My energy level dropped and I had a vision in which I was painstakingly grabbing people by their backs and laboriously carrying them to heaven. Thinking back over my experience of obtaining the Fa and cultivating myself, I've realized that the reason I suffered so greatly in the past was for my cultivation in Falun Dafa. Master has been taking care of me throughout my entire life. I am filled with endless gratitude and know that the best way for me to thank Master is to fulfill my mission by studying the Fa well and saving more sentient beings. Thank you, Master.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.